Boys and girls, I would just like to point out a verse to you in that psalm that we read. It is the verse 7, where the psalmist in his affliction and in his trouble says, I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Imagine that, the psalmist feeling he's like a sparrow. A solitary sparrow. He says, I am alone, and I'm like a sparrow just on the housetop. I don't know if you watch the birds. It's good to watch birds, especially if you're walking. They're very interesting. But you know, we don't really see sparrows. They're so small, they're so insignificant. And you walk about the towns and you go up and down the streets and a little sparrow on the housetop, on the roof, you wouldn't even notice it. You wouldn't even see it. You wouldn't even think about it. And it's so insignificant. And maybe you feel like that, boys and girls. Maybe you feel, oh, I'm just so small, so insignificant. Nobody would notice me. Not even God, maybe you think, would notice me. We sometimes think of God as great, and He is great and He's mighty, and we think of Him as high and lofty and as inhabiting eternity. And that's true to think of Him like that. But sometimes we think of Him like that and we think, oh, He doesn't see me, and I'm so insignificant, and I'm so poor and feeble, He wouldn't even notice me. But that's wrong. It's wrong. David, whenever he says it's an affliction, he's down. He thinks he's alone. He thinks nobody notices him. He thinks nobody cares. And he feels alone. You know, there was a little girl one time, and she was seen to be crying and weeping her eyes out. And the people who saw her, teachers, they were much surprised because a great event had taken place. It was in Norwich. It was in the early 1900s, and King Edward VII had come to the town and he'd visited the town, and all the boys and girls were out. They were lined up from the different schools and they all sung God Save the King, and he walked past them and everybody was so glad to see the king. But this little girl was so sad, and she was crying. He says, why are you so sad today? Because you've seen the king, you've seen King Edward. But you know what she says? She says, yes, I saw the king, but the king didn't see me. He didn't notice me. And that's true of earthly kings, you know, boys and girls. They don't notice much. They miss so many of the people that they reign over. And they don't see all the cares and all the worries and all the loneliness of all of those people that they reign over. But do you know God's not like that? He sees a tiny sparrow on the housetop. You know what the Lord Jesus said? Ye are of more value than many sparrows. And he says, not one sparrow, even this solitary sparrow on the rooftop, not one sparrow falls to the ground without your heavenly Father. So he sees it. Even the little sparrow that fell down to the ground and died, he saw it. He cares. That's the kind of God he is. And boys and girls, maybe you will feel that you're so small and insignificant and nobody cares. But the Lord does. The King of Kings. Not one sparrow. Not one sparrow. I'm as a sparrow. Alone. On the housetop. Not one sparrow. Not even that one that's alone. The Lord cares for you. The Lord loves you. The Lord sees you. You're dearer, dearer than a sparrow. So let's pray for you then. Lord, we thank Thee again for these children, these boys and girls. We're so blessed that Thou hast gifted us with them. And we pray, Lord, Thy word will get into their hearts. And Thou will write it upon their souls, and they'll know Thee, the living and true God, and Thy Son, Jesus Christ. to whom to know is eternal life. And may these children know this eternal life for thy glory and for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.